And we have absolutely watched the money through the summer and into the fall, and we're going to be okay. We are going to exist, and students are going to have a great semester, a wonderful semester in the spring, and we will continue on and do what we need to do to watch spending. That's the problem. I mean, we just can't spend like we used to.
Now, you had mentioned before, and I am assuming this is still the case, that the university had kind of been an umbrella for a lot of things, where now a lot of things like legal, IT, and human resources are now coming out of the local college budget.
That's correct.
How is that going to affect things? Do you know?
It actually does affect our budget. I mean, we have to be cautious because those are the kinds of things that you must have.
And so now it's time to register for classes. Are the classes the regular ones? Were there cuts in classes? Anything changed because of that?
You know, I think that students who have been going to the college or following their siblings and the like over the last few years are not going to see significant differences. The only thing that we have to watch is enrollment. I mean, if we do not have the numbers of students in a class to make, I cannot continue to offer that class. That's why we would encourage people to enroll early and make that commitment. Their fees don't have to be paid as early as they commit. We would like them to pay those fees, of course. But there are ways that students who do not have that money right at this point in time can get their schedule, get set, and we will have a general idea of how those classes are going, because I don't want to cut anything that I don't have to.
Right. And then in the fall, once it all shook out, how did the registration end up?
It was almost as good as last year, if you can imagine that. And we were down a little, but then what I found was that every campus was down a little bit as well. And it was impacted by all of the rumors of losing
accreditation.
Thank you. And that was not true. We did not lose accreditation as a college or as the University of Alaska Anchorage. That was not an issue. The issue was with some of our elementary and early childhood programs. And those are now covered by the University of Alaska statewide, just the same as they were, same staff. Everything is going smoothly. And we're continuing with those students that were already in the program. And we'll be doing this student teaching this coming spring.
Well, Betty, this sounds a lot like a whole lot more positive than when I talked to you before the fall semester. It must be a load off of staff, students, everybody.
It certainly is. I would say, generally speaking, absolutely. But we still have to watch the way we spend money, because we were not comfortable, but we were able to say yes when someone had an honest request. Now some of the honest and important requests that come to me, I have to say no. And that's hard. That's hard on staff and students and faculty.
And so at this point, if you had to say something to somebody, and you can because we're going to be on the radio, what would you say to students or to parents of young students, to the community?
Absolutely. If, in fact, your child or the students themselves are interested in getting an education at Kodiak College, they can get as good an education here as any place else, as far as I'm concerned. And they certainly can move on if they choose to go elsewhere. If they get their associate's degree here, they may not be able to continue with a bachelor's degree unless they were in nursing, which is the University of Alaska Anchorage program, or in education, which now is University of Alaska Southeast. But we can offer them that support. We have the people that are interested in them. You know, faculty members who are encouraging students to go on and get a bachelor's degree, as an example, are working with those students all the time so that they make a great transition, a smooth transition.